Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. We are broadcasting to you from a dirty floor in the Dallas airport.
That's right.
Yeah, because Greg wouldn't let me go record in a restaurant because that might be too loud. And you're the sound guy and you dictate sound. Oh, sorry. Welcome, Greg Hunter.
Thanks for having me on. I'm really happy and honored to be here in a slightly quieter place than a bar. Sorry.
I didn't want a bar, I wanted a restaurant.
You could have had the background restaurant.
Yeah,
it would
have been like, oh,
glasses clinking.
We're in Rachel's favorite place.
Subtle conversation here and there.
But now.
A server coming up to say, can I refill your wine glass?
Or would you like a charcuterie plate?
Sorry.
It's okay. I respect that you wanted to get the best sound. So sorry if you guys are hearing some background noise from the airport. We are on a layover in between Colorado Springs and Palm Springs. And we decided yesterday evening on our last night in Colorado to enjoy time with friends as opposed to record a podcast. And so that's what we're doing it here. And I feel good about the fact that we enjoyed time with friends yesterday because we did the coolest thing.
It truly was.
Okay. Do you guys know what Rando Nautica is? I know you can't talk back right now. You can. You can yell at your phone, your radio, whatever.
If they don't know, they're about to find out.
Yes. So I heard about this on fellow Morbid Podcast Network podcasters, That Spooky Podcast. I don't even remember. I'm trying to think of why they were talking about it. Maybe they were telling the story of the teenagers who found a
dead body.
Yeah.
While using the app.
Yes. And it wasn't like a publicity stunt from the app because the app truly, they were like very apologetic
about
it. You'd
need some hot water if it was. I mean, that's a hell of a PR team. We committed murder.
Well, I don't know. I mean, remember that thing I was telling you about? Now we're going off track, but that they were talking about on the on Morbid's actual podcast, that TikTok account where
was creepy.
Where they, yeah, so it was like this guy. So I'll briefly tell you about that. So it was like this guy who was filming himself just doing really creepy stuff. You never saw his face. You would maybe see his hands, which were all like cut up. And then he would be like dragging a really heavy suitcase, for example, at night.
It was leaking a suspicious red gooey liquid.
Yep.
Like it was leaking blood.
Yeah. And then another, so he put all these TikToks up, and the TikTok account was called something like, you shouldn't
please
be,
stop me from doing this or something.
No, it was like, you shouldn't be watching this, but he was doing random hashtags like that, like, why is no one stopping me? Please stop me. Like, and then there would be another video of him like burying something, and then one where he was throwing the suitcase over a bridge into a body of water, just like really creepy. So all these videos were up, and then one day they just all got deleted. So anyways.
Suspect.
Yeah. So when I heard about that, I was like, it's very possible it's like a promo for a new horror movie. But then you were like, I don't think that would be like legal, would it?
It's not that I think it would be illegal. It's just that it was so well done and also so deranged that like it'd be hard to connect it to an upcoming movie. Like it was just so random and weird.
I don't know. I think it could be. I think it easily could have been that. Because
that would be a great publicity stunt for a movie.
Yeah.
Like doing a fake account, you know, and it's like a serial killer, supposedly.
Maybe I was meant to be in PR because I think that's brilliant.
Well, I'm just saying that it's doubtful that the Rando Nautica people hired a PR team that committed murder and then hid the body for someone to go find while using the app as a publicity stunt.
Well, no, but they could have just like staged, like pretended like that. But it was real.
Oh, so the body was fake?
No, it was real. So let me explain. So basically, these like teenagers, and so what Rando Nautica does, it you basically set an intention. It was intended for people to get out of the house, maybe more so during like COVID or whatever. And it was intended to just kind of get you looking at the world differently, or, you know, moving around, walking places. And so basically you...
compel you to go on an adventure.
Exactly. Yes, very much so.
Using quantum entropy.
You lost me at...
Well, that's what they say. They say that they use quantum entropy, which is basically saying that with the combination of their random algorithm that's just randomly picking a set of coordinates, it's the app saying that the science believes that with your intention involved, that your energetic thoughts have an effect on the random algorithm. And you get different... options to pick of how it works.
Yeah, but I think, too, it's, like, playing into the fact that, like, you know, it's your perception. So, like, if, you know, if you see what you want to see.
Certainly.
So you set an intention, and then you say, like, I want to go 2,000 meters or this, you know. And then you arrive at that location. So these kids, they did. It was, like, I think it might have been, like, Seattle or something. It took them to... this like a body of water, and there was a suitcase laying on these rocks, and the actual direct point that it said to go to was like right where that suitcase was. So like one of them dared one of the other girls to like go down there, and she went down there, and it was a dead body in a suitcase, and they called the cops and blah blah blah. So the app's not intended to find dead bodies, however,
if that's your intention, you just might.
Well, okay, so the first time we tried it, and we did it, at night the first time. Well, we did it last night, too. But the first time we tried it, I really wanted to see a ghost. And I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but I was talking about how Greg's property definitely has some sort of, like, haunted aspect to it.
Look up the Ludlow Massacre.
Yeah. And so me and Greg and his friend Chris decide to go on this
Chris
little-
Creed!
We decided to go on this rando Nautica adventure together to find a ghost.
Yes. Or spirits or anything.
Yeah. So do you want to pick it up from here?
Sure. So basically, like, the way that you initiate the app, it asks you a couple of questions, gives you a prompt, like, do you want to choose a void,
an attractor,
or an anomaly?
Yeah.
And so it's unclear what these buttons even mean, but...
We chose anomaly because it was ghost.
Yeah. And like I said, the app doesn't really state, and it's kind of unclear, but it kind of determines how the random coordinate generator works.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you pick a few of these random... options, you set your intention, and then you get to choose a radius at which, like, from the point you're at,
yeah,
the point that you're going to find won't be farther than. So you can choose, like, 1 mile. It goes up to 6 miles.
Yeah.
And you can do it in meters, too, if you're...
And your property is what? How many acres?
35 acres.
Okay.
Well, 70 acres if you include my dad's plot.
Okay. So we choose ghost, and it's telling us to, we keep kind of climbing higher and higher on the property. So it's flat, and then it goes up to this rugby rock.
There's 1,000 feet of elevation change on my property. It goes from 6,000 feet above sea level to 7,000. And at the back of the property, the Colorado Rocky Mountain Plateau starts. So it like starts going up like 300 feet in less than 30. So it's quite the incline. So we're going up into the canyon, and there's a lot of thick pinion trees.
Yeah. So, and also, I must know, it snowed on the property, I don't know, before we got there, but it was sunny for, like, days leading up. So most of the snow had melted, but there would be just, like, random little patches of
snow that kind of glows even, you know, after the sun sets and at twilight, and it'll glow off the moon.
Yeah. And so, and it was a huge, it was a full moon out, too. Just so we were not really using much of a light. Like, we were, I guess when we were kind of, you know, going through, like, because there's cactus and stuff, we were mostly going by the light of the moon. But when we got to our point that it said for us to go to, all of us kind of just, like, went into a trance and fixated on this tree area. And let me just tell you, it was not a patch of the glowing snow, because we confirmed that it was just a thick patch of trees. And we all, like I didn't want to say it at first. Like I was like, you guys are gonna think I'm just like trying to see something. And we're all staring, and then Chris goes,
you guys see that?
We were like, yeah, that glowing, like, not orb, it was like
mist almost.
Yeah. Well, there were two of them, but like one of
them. There was one kind of larger blob to the southeast, and then there was one more that was like more of an apparition. Like it kind of had human figure-esque, like,
and it felt
head
like that one kind of
body
was like almost like pulsating towards us. Like it didn't look like it was like coming straight for us, but I kind of felt like it was like moving
pulsating
in and out.
A good. It's like maybe if the right light was getting brighter and more dim, it feels like it's making progress forward or something, but it definitely seemed to have a animated quality to
it. Oh, yeah.
And the suddenness of us all. So, you know, we're aimlessly trotting around in the dark by only the light of the moon, and we're looking at our phone.
Oh, and we made sure to turn off the flashlight on our phone so we could just look, so we weren't, like, manipulating the light with our flashlight.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that, like, it kind of happens. We're walking around looking at the randomly generated coordinates, so we've got, you know, an actual GPS location that we're looking at our phone. And it's like we're getting closer and we're kind of spinning in circles almost. Just like, is it 5 feet this way, 6 feet this way? And then we kind of turn around and we're all looking up the mountainside. And it's just like, Chris, yes, what is that? And all of us kind of noticed at the same time. And then it got eerie enough that Creed started immediately praying.
I was going to say, like, he's like a big dude. He's older than us, too. He's like, he's lived, you know? I think he genuinely got kind of freaked out, and he's like, I don't want to mess with that kind of thing. Like,
yeah, his fear was palpable, which kind of propelled mine into, like, when Creed started praying out loud, that's when I was like, oh, this is scaring him. This is scaring me. This is scaring Rachel. We should.
But it wasn't really scaring me. I was weird.
I mean, sure. But it was like,
I was literally like, I want to keep looking at it.
You know, it's.
But we all felt something in our body too. Like, oh, we all saw that. We all saw it at the same time. We all feel that this is
something. And so we would shine our flashlight on or in the direction of the glowing mist, if you will. And then it would vanish.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a flashlight and our cell phone lights, and whenever we would shine it over there,
it didn't want to be on Instagram.
It was gone.
It was like,
and it
was probably an old miner, or maybe it was like, because this was a stop off for some Native Americans. They were just like, we're not into this. We just want to hunt and drink mead and dig for gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it was like something left over, like not a human ghost. Like it
could have been
interdimensional dust.
Could
or like a fart from 1914 that's just still
so
floating
gross.
There.
Gosh, you're so gross. It's probably it yours. Just,
it just didn't seem to have enough personality.
Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely something. Okay, so that's our ghost one. But then last night, last night was quite the adventure and also a little bit stupid.
Could be a lot of it stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily there was no murders, but I mean, it was like...
We were in a Kia, so just a small car.
Mm-hmm.
There was five of us.
And we were asking for it.
And we first of all, we went on a private property, I think. There was a gate and everything. And I was like, the app says to just go for it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was private property or more like state-owned or...
Regardless, it wasn't telling us, hey, come here, but I was like,
it was not inviting.
There
was a closed cattle gate with a chain around it that didn't have a lock on it, so we took that as...
So there you go.
Since it's possible.
It was welcoming.
It's, you know.
So we go, and we're driving, so pretty quickly, we're driving straight up the mountain here, but we're on, I wouldn't even call it like a logging road, which that's my terminology for all roads like that, because my dad's a logger, but It started out as a road and then very quickly went into not a road.
A hiking trail,
huge rocks, like shrubs. Again, we're in the Kia. There's a cliff on one side, but we just keep going up. And that Greg and I offered to get out of the car and just be like, I was like, maybe we should just go run up and just like check and see if we should keep going. Because like, what if we can't turn around? It was a narrow road.
Well, I'm certain that everybody in that car at one point or another wanted to turn around. And if it wasn't for each individual in the car, just at different points in time, having the courage to be like, but we're just a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all collectively pushing each other like, well, we've gone this far. Well, we've gone this far.
Yeah. And so, Luke did a great job when we finally did turn around, but it was barely a road that a monster truck should go up.
I mean, it wasn't a road.
It was certainly not a road that a car should go up.
It was a road that no car should go up any longer.
Yeah.
I think that was cleared out 20 to 30 years ago.
Yeah.
For one project, and it hasn't been used.
Yeah.
Very much at all, if ever, since.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was, though, like Rachel said, it started out as a road, like a gravel road, and then it kind of went to like a dusty trail where, you know, you can see where the tire ruts are, and then it's just like open field, like it's just grass. Like the only
reason,
but
it is still kind of a road cut out into the mountain.
Yeah,
but it
you
was
know where the road was because like literally like it was cut out of the
and
mountain.
Stuff. Yeah.
But there was these road signs, like traditional, you know, you'd see them in every street
I forgot
in America.
About that.
Yeah. You know, there's no concrete, no gravel deciding these roads. Then, boom, you come up and, like, literally there's a metal pole with two green street signs like, this is Parson Way.
Yep.
And Saddle Ridge Lane. And it's like, well, okay, that was encouraging. I think that's what kept us, like, let's keep going.
Yeah, they want us here. Yeah. And so we go up. What was our intention again?
Haunted treasure.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We started out with buried treasure, but then we didn't want to dig. And then you wanted to find ghosts, so we settled on haunted treasure.
Yeah. Okay, so we didn't see a ghost up there. We did see a place I'd like to go back to during the day that it looked like it was going to be an awesome
yeah.
view. But what was weird is on our way home, randomly, we just kept seeing white animals cross in front of the car. Bright white animals.
Prefaced by Luke having a story about how he saw an albino buck.
Yep.
On a drive cross country long ago.
And then swear to God. A white animal crossed in front
yeah.
of us.
And then we saw another completely white-coated dog.
Yeah.
It was a little strange. You completely skipped us finding the spot, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did. I said
so
it looked like a cool view.
We drive 5 miles away from my ranch, into the mountains, up a mountain, go through a cattle gate on a property we don't know if it's public or private, without mm-hmm. permission, drive until the road turns from gravel to dirt, from dirt to just grass, and you can't even see where the road is, so we had to literally start walking up to make sure the car could still go straight, until we got to a point where the car could not go straight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all got out of the car, walked farther up this mountainside on our own, hiked up a little ravine. I mean, that was a little daunting.
Yeah. Going back down it, though, was actually even scarier, though, yeah. where I'm just, like, sliding down the
pretty
hill.
Loose rock.
Yeah.
We go up, get on the trail to go to the summit of this mountain, walk all the way to the summit, found this random white pillar
mm-hmm.
that we found was just a property marker.
Mm-hmm.
There's a survey.
But we're seeing a lot of weird white things in the dark.
Yeah, and then when we went further to the actual point, one, we saw paw prints
mm-hmm.
that were likely mountain lion.
I would be way more afraid of that than I was a ghost. Like, I'm like,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
want to get torn up by a mountain lion. A ghost I can deal with.
Certainly. I would have much rather encountered a ghost than a mountain lion up there. But those paw prints couldn't have been older than 24 hours. I mean, the mud was still
yeah,
relatively wet. But also this view on the other side of the mountain of the valley looking down, lit by the moon glow.
Uh-huh.
Was a treasure indeed.
Yeah. I just think it's cool. You guys should try it, honestly. One of the other times I did it by myself when I was in La Quinta before I went to Colorado. And, of course, my intention was, you know, am I going to, you know, make lots of money and am I on the right path or whatever? And so I walk outside of the gate of where my parents live and go across the street and there... So across the street from us, there's a big golf course, and they've been building this, like, huge project where it's going to be, like, outdoor shopping. Then they had, like, they have, they're building, like, an amphitheater. They're building, like, these homes. They're making this whole cool thing. Well, I couldn't see what the progress was because there was, like, a large fence in front of it. So I walk over there, and I'm like, oh, it just took me to this, like, point where I'm just looking at this fence, and I decide to just peer over the fence, and literally directly in front of me was the newly built amphitheater, like outdoor performance thing. And I was like,
how symbolic.
I was like, I think that's telling me to, not that I can do stand up now because no touring really, but that keep doing that. And also hopefully some more like live podcasts and
live
stuff eventually.
Podcasts.
So yeah, it was cool. I mean, I recommend this app. I mean, hopefully you don't find a dead body, but hopefully you have some sort of
adventure.
Unless
that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. And they have like a Reddit page where people post like, they'll randomly, someone will say like, oh, my intention is dog. And they found a stray dog on that. And then,
wow.
Yeah. Like crazy stuff like that. But yeah, we're not going to podcast super long because I want food. And is there anything else we wanted to talk about besides our cool random knot and encouraging you guys to do it? Get out of the house. Get yourself distracted from that whole horrible, scary, looming election that's going on. That was also like half the reason why it was like hard to get in a headspace to podcast, where I was just like, the world feels real weird right now.
Yeah.
And
it'll feel better if you're out in nature.
Yeah.
I highly recommend the Randonaut.
Randonautica. Really cool.
There's actually, make sure it's Randonautica. There are two apps, and Randonaut has tried to hijack the success of Randonautica.
Yeah. Another cool thing that we've encountered on the ranch was just that everything was just sort of like, I was meant to go to Colorado, I feel, to, you know, get out of just constantly working and just being stuck in the house and, you know, being in nature and stuff. And like so many like just cool sort of like mystical things happen, like even just seeing the horses. So there's like these, they're not wild horses, but other people that live nearby don't really fence in their four horses.
Well, one of them is a wild Mustang, and
it
just hops that their fence.
Yeah, so it will randomly like, you'll just randomly hear like a neigh from a horse, or just like, yeah, some of the, like the sounds of them walking, but you can't quite see where they are. We've also seen them at night, and so I was taking an outdoor shower, and they were basically like just happened upon me, and I was like, that's crazy. And then you and I went and kind of like followed them, and all of a sudden they like just broke off into this like beautiful like wild
full
horse run.
Gallop.
Yeah,
it was spectacular. Honestly, like, I never felt more just at one with nature, kind of, you know, like that's a scene from 500 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Every time I'm on, like, I'm on your ranch or, like, even in that area, I feel like I'm in an old Western. Like, I can, like, it's like, such a cool vibe of, like, you can just picture, you know, cowboy and Indian fights. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, you can just picture what
went
down
right there.
Here.
It's right off the Santa Fe Trail.
And that's definitely the ghost we saw.
If you're looking for a Western set for your upcoming feature film, ask Rachel to tell me.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, let's go eat. I just wanted to update you and just say what's up. And we just wanted to distract you from the craziness going on in the world. And just wanted to tell you, I haven't forgotten about you. I love you. Go Randonautica. Randonautica.
Go Randonautica.
Yeah.
Download the Randonautica app.
And DM me what you discover, actually. I really want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So DM me on Instagram at Rachel, RachelNobrien. Like, I can't wait to hear your stories. Actually, maybe I'll do a follow-up episode where if you guys email me what you discover.
And Randonautica.
Yeah. And if maybe a photo, if it's like photo worthy. Yeah. Email me at info@RachelObrienComedy.com because I would love to hear stories and maybe we'll all compare notes. So yeah. All right.
Perfect.
Let's go eat some food.
Yum.
Bye, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.